Okay, guys, we are back. You've got Cal and Al.
I mean, I just feel like we just had dinner together. We had a little date night. And on the way home from dinner, we just decided we really need to jump on and do a podcast because we know you're missing us.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, because we are just besties.
Besties for resties. Okay, so we were having a discussion in the car around...
Sorry, that's my dog.
Yeah, Rocky.
Anyways.
Okay, so we're having a discussion in the car about hard no's versus soft no's. And Callie's boyfriend was like, I mean, is the soft no really that important? And we were both like... Yes, it is.
It's so important.
So here's the reasons why. So if you have, so.
Wait. We need to explain what a hard and soft no is.
Okay. So a hard no is, okay, let's give an example. Callie, will you please come pick me up from my house for date night and let's go out to dinner?
That's a hard no.
So I know when she says hard no, don't push it because then it's just going to get awkward and then she's going to get annoyed or vice versa. And it's just all downhill from there. It just ruins the whole vibe. Where if her response would have been more like, oh my God, it's all the way across town. That's a soft no. Also, a soft no is an unspoken soft no.
Yeah, you don't ever have to say like soft no. That's a soft no.
Yeah, never say soft
it's
no.
It's just like when someone's wavering and can you convince them? Like they're not, it's not a hard no. It's a soft no.
Yeah, for sure. So... like, the night could have gone totally different if she didn't say hard no.
Versus
soft no.
Because then Alana would have tried to convince me. I would have been annoyed. And we would have started off our date night on the wrong foot.
Yeah, and date nights are very important. Okay, also, okay, I feel like even though our podcast together is no longer in existence, I still think it's important that we, like, go into a little bit of detail on how we met, our nicknames for each other. So we actually met on Twitter.
Yes!
Hashtag Vegas pools.
Yep. That happened. We are Twitter besties for life.
Besties. We really are. We've also had a lot of breaks, but we'll get into that later. So we met through actually another girl that I had become friends with on Twitter. And then the plan was all three of us were going to meet at the pool. And then we met, and Callie and I just, it was like electric. It was literally like a light source, like electricity just flying.
Really, it was. It was instant connection.
For sure. Like, it was really as if we knew each other forever. And we actually ended up kind of breaking away from that other girl as time went on. And then she and I just kind of always kept it going. And then we had this nickname for each other, Lamps, because for whatever reason, when we would text each other, and we would write LMAO, which that was back when everybody wrote LMAO instead of just an easy LOL. Our phones would autocorrect to LAMP, and we could never figure out why, and we thought it was the funniest thing. So then we just started calling each other LAMP, and now it's actually evolved into LAMPY, like we're LAMPies.
Because we're light sources.
We are. We're light sources. And then my husband, Ryan, he said one day, so when we were living in Florida and Callie and I were FaceTiming, he was like, wait a minute, I want in on this whole light source thing. What could I be? And we're like, no, it's just us. Like, we are the light sources. And he's like, I want to be a chandelier. That distributes light. And we're like, okay. So he's Shandy, the chandelier.
Shandy, the chandelier. And when we say his name, we really have to say it like you're introducing a fighter or a boxer. Like...
here, like, Callie will get to my house and she'll be like, it's the chandelier!
Like a boxing announcer!
Yeah, so it's kind of a big deal. And then Callie's boyfriend, Phil, of course, everybody wants to jump in on the freaking light sources. He wanted to be a light source, so he is Strobe.
Because he's like a dancing strobe, because he just has
a lot of energy, a lot of voice. He brings a lot to the table.
Yep.
He really does. Okay, so that's a story on that. And then, like, throughout our friendship of, like, 8 years now, we do what's called breaks. They're just known. Like, our families know about them. Like,
sometimes when you're just besties for the resties, you just kind of get annoyed with each other. Kind of like sisters.
Yeah.
But sisters have that, like, bond where you can never get rid of them because they're family. But besties sometimes just need a little break. Because we get annoyed with each other, and we're a lot. Alana has a big personality. I have a very strong, stubborn personality. And sometimes it's just good for the friendship to just take a little break.
And it's like an unspoken thing. I feel like every time it's just been known and we just stopped talking. And then it's like months then, later or one time it was years. We're not doing years again. The years aren't happening. Plus, you're going to get married in the next year or two. So
I missed Alana's wedding because we were on a break.
Yeah, that I think that that really hit the heart.
It did.
It did. That was not good.
I should have been there.
You should have been there. I feel like you really could have contributed a lot.
I know.
I mean, it was wonderful.
I would have been the best Mo ever.
For sureies.
Like
you and Tressa's. You would have had to share it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would share.
And it would have been great because like you would have been like doing the planning stuff, which she hates, and she would have been doing like motherly stuff for me. So it would have been perfect. I don't do. Yeah, you're not into that. No. Not your thing.
Not my thing.
Then, okay, so when we named our old podcast, Cow Meets Al, that was because she and I went to a yoga class one night, which okay.
So we have not hard names.
No.
Callie and Alana are not hard names, but people always mess them up. Always, always, always. I'm always Kelly or Kaylee.
So annoying.
It's really not hard. So sometimes when people are messing up, I always just say Callie, like California, and then they get it. They're like, oh, yeah.
So we were at a yoga class, and the girl was like, oh, you guys are new here. What's your names? And I said, Alana. And she goes, oh, Atlanta. That is so original. And what's your name? Callie goes, Callie. And she goes, oh, Cali like California. We have Atlanta and California in our class. And we were like, okay, that's definitely not our names. But that's how we came up with California Meets Atlanta.
Yeah, just kind of stuck.
But the funny thing is, without even the girls at work knowing, they all call me Atlanta now, which is really weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, so they call me Atlanta.
Hmm.
So what else do you want to talk about? Any new products that you must have?
Oh my gosh. So Cosmoprof just left Las Vegas and we...
Cosmoprof is a huge convention for beauty.
So I got my hands on a goodie bag and inside of it was the Amika Bust Your Breasts Leave-In Purple Foam. It is fantastic. I used it on my hair this morning. How's my hair?
White. Icy. It's like freaking icy.
It's freaking gorgeous. What else did I get? I got this great...
And she's not a huge fan of purple shampoo. Let's just throw it out there. Because she likes the result, like the whiteness and the iciness. But she doesn't like that it dries out her hair.
It just... I have such dry hair already. I have been using the Bust Your Breasts Purple Conditioner, which I am a huge fan of purple conditioners. And now with this leave-in treatment, like... your hair's kind of greasy though right now.
Oh, my hair's gross. I haven't washed it since Monday. It's nasty. Not even dry shampoo. I'm kind of running on empty right now.
I'm a little disappointed right now.
I know. But you know what? We went out. We had all the meats. And now I'm going to wash my hair tonight because I'm going to get rid of the meat smell. No grease.
You had this leave-in shampoo or leave-in treatment.
Maybe
it's
I need
so
to take
great.
A little... Okay. Another thing. Fun fact about Callie. She's not into sharing.
At all.
As close as we are. The only thing she's... completely open to sharing with me is her garden because she'll send me home with bags and bags of basil.
Oh, do you want some? I have a lot.
I do want some basil. Actually, I'm glad I came in because I do need basil.
I don't really share good. Last time Alana stole my La Mer cooling
gel cream. It was not a steal. Okay. We both had the exact same one. They were both on the counter and I didn't realize that mine was already in my bag. So I grabbed hers and threw it in my bag too. It was not a theft.
It was...
you would literally think Callie was an only child. And her brother is, like, so nice and so kind. And
I just don't share. I think it's because I'm an only girl.
I was, too. And I share.
Oh. Well.
I mean, we share thoughts and opinions.
I'm also the baby.
Yeah. In more ways than one.
Yeah. And I just always
definitely
get my way.
The baby. For sure.
I mean, I feel like if people just know I don't share and I always get my way, then I'm happy. Like a princess.
It's like, okay, I have so many princesses in my life right now.
Anyways, so I'm loving the Amika products right now. I've always loved their dry shampoo.
Their dry shampoo is my favorite.
It
gives a good texture and volume. Okay, should we just go right into it right now that people are using dry shampoo wrong?
Yes.
If you are using dry shampoo when your hair is oily, it is too late.
Absolutely.
Period.
Like Alana right now has super greasy, disgusting hair.
Okay, pump the brakes.
And if she used a dry shampoo right now, it would not be
It would be
effective.
Disgusting.
The point of dry shampoo is to keep it clean. So you put dry shampoo on clean hair. So every time I wash my hair, I style it, I get it all pretty, I spray some dry shampoo in there to keep it clean. It gives it a little grit and a little like...
volume, texture.
Textures to get better volume in your hair. And that's how you use it. You can use it when your hair is slightly greasy, but like if you haven't used dry shampoo all week and you haven't washed your hair all week, then go wash your hair.
Yeah, just go wash your hair, which is what I'm going to do tonight.
Right.
And then another thing, since we're going to talk about dry shampoos, you do not have to buy the most expensive ones. That one that you have in your bathroom right now that smells like a dream come true.
Batiste.
It's cheap.
Batiste Tropical, I think it's $4.99 or $5.99 a can at Target. It's a bright yellow can, and it smells heavenly.
It's literally like you're on a tropical beach in Fiji just living your best life.
So I actually have like four dry shampoos I use. For different reasons. The first one is the Amika to use on clean hair because it gives it that little texture and it keeps it clean. The other one, Batiste, is what I use on like dirty hair. Like if I had to put some dry shampoo in Alana's hair right now, I would use the Batiste because it's
It wouldn't even help me at this point. It's way too late.
Yeah, but it's a little drying, but it gets it like so clean and just absorbs all that grease.
And then
the Way one, the OUAI.
See, I don't love that one.
I don't like the smell of it, but
it's the smell. I can't stand the smell.
Yeah, but it gives great texture to your clean
hair. It does
hair.
A really good job, but I cannot. And the smell, it's not okay. The problem with dry shampoo, not problem, but if you don't like the smell of the dry shampoo, then you shouldn't be using that one because when it comes to dry shampoo, the smell does not go away. It stays. It literally stays until you wash your hair.
Yep. And then I also have the Not Your Mom's or Not Your Mother's dry shampoo. It's in a green bottle.
The green and white.
Also from Target. I get the unscented when I don't want a scented dry shampoo. Like if I already have scented hair.
And that one's cheap too.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's a little more than the Batiste.
It's a little more than Batiste, but it's a bigger bottle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works out really well.
And I use the Amika Perk Up dry shampoo. I'm obsessed with it. So I take a shower, blow dry my hair, and then immediately I put it in at the roots. And I can easily go about 3 days before I would need to touch it up. But again, if you're at the point that like you're really seeing grease, so if it's just like, you're like, oh, I could probably wash my hair today, but it doesn't look terrible, you can still use dry shampoo.
Yep.
If you're at the point that you're literally like flipping your hair over to one side and it's like sticking, you're way too far in.
You're gone too far.
So then I also have the Moroccan oil for blondes, which I love. It actually has a violet tint to it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like whenever I really need my highlights done and I use that, it really whitens up and you wouldn't even know that I needed my hair done. Yes. So I use that one. And then there was one more. What other one was I using?
Are you using a drugstore brand at all?
No. Okay, so everybody talks about the Suave one.
I hate it.
And they're upset. I hated it.
It smells so bad.
The smell is, like, nauseating. Literally nauseating.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
And people are like, oh, my God, it's so amazing. It's the best one ever, and it's $2.99 a bottle. And don't get me wrong. Like, I know sometimes we can sound a little bit bougie because we do put a lot of our money into our beauty products. But we are also very conscious of, like, there are some great drugstore brands out there.
Yep.
Suave is not one of them. Don't waste your time or your money.
Also, the other one that I... loved the way it worked, but I didn't like the smell, so I had to stop using it, is the Kristen S for Target. She has a great dry shampoo. If you like a floral scent, you will love it, though, because it's, if you like a floral scent, right. I know you don't. You and I don't. But if you're out there and you like a floral scent, the Kristen S one is cheap. I think it was, actually, that might have been $12.99, but still, it's a drugstore brand. It works amazingly. But it just.
And another thing, like if we're going to talk about the cost of dry shampoo, less is more when it comes to the amount you use. So I've seen people, like my girlfriends, that are like, shh. I'm like, well, oh my God, you do not need that much. Like it's literally like,
and then. I like the sound effects.
I'm all about the sound effects. And then just like kind of scrunching your head. I'm doing it. I'm scrunching your head with your hands. To kind of like really get it in there and get it in with the roots. And then that's what's going to absorb the oil over the next few days.
Yep.
What else are we loving? Oh my God. My foot peel. Okay, guys.
I feel like that needs to be a whole one though. I feel like
I do, but you're here with me.
Like spoiler alert. She used this great foot peel. She needs to, you're going to do a whole one on it. You can't talk about it now.
I do. Oh my God, guys. I cannot wait to talk to you about this.
The Bosha.
Boshka. Yeah.
We really need to figure out how to say
Boshka soft peel. Baby soft foot peel.
You guys,
I cannot wait to post the photos. Like I can wait to post them because let's just be real, it's kind of embarrassing. It's gross. Like it's disgusting. It's really disgusting. But man, the end result, I can't wait. So you're right. I need to do a whole podcast on that one.
Because it's exciting.
It's super exciting.
All right.
I think we're good.
And thanks for letting me jump on your podcast. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What is that?
That's a hard yes.
Hard yes, I'm invited anytime back.
So we've hope, of course. And so we've hopefully clarified the hard yes, hard no. Giving you a couple of tips and tricks with tips and tricks with dry shampoo. And then I'll also do a post in the next couple days on my Instagram with exactly which dry shampoos they were, where to buy them, and the price. Okie dokes.
Bye, guys. Have a good day. Bye.